The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life. Tierra does a great job in that. You just got to listen. They're very funny, so you have to listen. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. How soon? Much sooner than you think. How about that? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Hey, how about that practicality part of Christianity? Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow at the same time, real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about that living life as a Christian thingy. Going beyond Wednesday evenings and Sunday mornings. How about all the rest of the time? That's the stuff that we're talking about. We're talking about using our faith in an everyday, every way application, which is quite important. If you have a comment, an opinion, a thought, or a question, and you want to ask it, share it, communicate it, we don't want that to die of loneliness. We want you to reach out to us. That'd be great. You can do that for prayer requests, praise reports. You can do that for Bible trivia. You can do that just to say, this is what's going on in my life. I love it. Or this is what's going on in my life. I don't get it. Either way, all is good. You reach out to us by calling 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Terrific T. We'll answer the phone. And when she answers the phone, it's just like wonderfulness. Wonderfulness. People haven't heard that word in ages. Also, you can reach out to us by texting us, 214-210-8483. Right here, right in front of me. My little phone has no volume, so don't call that number. Just text 214-210-8483. Plus, you can email david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Speaking of which, that's the place where we communicate with you on certain events. Of course, the new animal in our lives is up there, the little puppy picture. I don't know if you saw him or not. Little Bert Wayne Spoon. That's all I can say. Bert Wayne. So I got, you know, my wife and I, besties. We have our dog Levi. Now we have a dog named Bert. I don't know. I don't know what the Bert's doing. Three kids, six grandkids. Who said it gets easier when they get older? I got to find that person. That person wasn't right. Here's the bottom line, though. We want you to go to the website, check it out. If the Lord leads you to give, great. If not, you can be praying for us. Our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, don't hesitate to check it out. Keep in mind, when we do our show, we're not thinking that this is the church. If this is your church in that sense, we want it to be a blessing for you, but this is not supposed to be in place of a church unless it needs to be. That's a little different if there's a needs situation going on there. But otherwise, we are fully expecting that you are engaged in some form of fellowship because it's really difficult to be a Christian by yourself. I like Chuck Norris, I like the movie Lone Wolf McQuade, but you can't pull that off in Christianity. So just step it back. I mean, the enemy's just looking for people like that to knock off and to beat down. So you got to be aware of that. All right, we got a couple things that we do need to cover. I want to make sure that you are aware that tomorrow we're going to be continuing with the Book of Acts. I am preparing for the beginning of the Nehemiah-Ezra-Nehemiah exchange. Plus, as you've noticed, we've been doing 1 Thessalonians and Colossians and Matthew, and I'm going to be doing a very designated teaching on Psalms. So, ironically, today we're going to finish Psalm 103 in our connections, and we're going to talk about this, the finishing of it, because this has to do with the benefits that come from the Lord. Psalm 103 is the benefits psalm. Now, there are many classifications for psalms, just so you can be aware. There's messianic psalms, praise psalms. They classify them in different ways. As the scripture has come to us, it's broken down into 5 books. It's really quite interesting how the breakdown goes. One day we'll get into that because I took a psalms class. It was very fascinating. The bottom line, though, is that Psalm 103, while a praise psalm, is a benefit. There's all these benefits. We've talked about this literally week after week after week. And now we're going to finish up with this kind of crescendo praise portion in this Psalm 103. So we might as well just go right to it because there's no reason not to. Here we go. Psalm 103, verse 20 through 22. This is the last 3 verses of the psalm. It says this: "Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all you heavenly hosts, you servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere and in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul." So let's talk about this. If you have listened to the show at all, you recognize I'm a little bit of a Baptist. Baptistal is somebody that kind of takes a little bit from each of those. I'm also a manifold millennialist, a Calminian. You just have to get used to it. It's what it is. It's not going to change, not this show, not ever, not until I'm standing face-to-face or actually kneeling before the Lord. That's how it's going to go. Here's one of the things that I want to mention, and for some reason it's bizarre, although I'm not sure why. This first verse says, "Praise the Lord, you his angels." And as soon as you say the word angels and you say it to a Christian, there's either one of two responses. It's overactive imagination, where now everything and everybody is an angel or something. Or it's the other side of it, where we don't talk about angels. It's like, what? It's like, this is so bizarre. Keep in mind that Scripture is filled with the angels of God coming through from Genesis, by the way, all the way through to Revelation, when Jesus went through his temptation time and then went through it and was victorious, that testing time, who came to minister to him? The angels. So, I mean, you can't take it out of Scripture. And then in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, it says this, which probably should be emblazoned in us somewhere: are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Now, I'm not a genius, not a theologue. I have some education, but not enough to bark about. It says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? I'm pretty sure that's us. We're the ones who are inheriting salvation, and the Lord uses his angels to minister and to serve in the capacity of helping us. So you don't have to think that angels are like some spooky thing, but you don't have to sit there and get some kind of worshipy attitude either. You don't worship angels. They're fellow servants of the Lord. These are servants of the Lord that you are going to spend eternity with. Some people don't like that idea. Hey, there's a whole theology called angelology. It's a whole other theology called demonology. This is like, these are serious elements within the scripture. You can't deny it. And the scripture says, "Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding." What are the angels doing? The bidding of the Lord. "Who obey his word." God gives them a command and they go okie dokie. Right? They probably don't say okie dokie per se, but maybe, I don't know. I'm not there. I'm not part of that conversation. Praise the Lord, all you heavenly hosts, you servants who do his will. That servants who do his will is connected to the heavenly host. The heavenly host is connected to the word angel. They just say, hey, you guys that are, you guys and gals or whatever that is, because I'm not even sure of the makeup, just to be honest. I mean, you can come up and tell me history says this or tradition says this. Oh, nobody knows. That's kind of the mystery. But in some capacity, God uses his angels, those beings, certainly that are in his presence, that do his bidding. And they're there to minister to the people who will inherit salvation. That's you and me. We've received salvation from a justification point of view. We're free from the penalty of sin. We're learning about overcoming sin. That's being sanctified. That's the power element in regards to salvation. That's the current present context. And then eventually we're going to be delivered from the presence of sin. And that's the glorification process. And that's the part that we're going to inherit in salvation. It's kind of cool. I mean, if you think about it, you don't have to freak out about it. There are times where the Lord has, in fact, scripture even says that some have entertained angels unaware. Like, really? Yeah. But like I said, you don't ignore it and you don't make an overriding sin. That's the one problem when preachers and teachers of different conferences start talking about like demons, everybody starts seeing a demon behind every rock everywhere. It's like, that is not how that works. And it doesn't work that way with angels either. But it's awesome to see this one thing. What is it that the angels do that you and I are supposed to do? Of course, obey his word. Of course, do his will. I mean, these are people or beings, not people, beings that are connected to us, but they're also told to praise the Lord. Hey, guess what? We're all going to be in one really unique choir giving full acknowledgement to the glory and the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that cool? That'll be fun to see what that's all about. All right, you're listening to the David Smoot Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. Da-da-da, that's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way, and we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord and his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
There you go. So it's three simple things. DNA. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We are getting ready to do our first trivia question. I do need some prayer. I'm working on a paper. I'm just going to tell you what's going on so you can kind of get a feel. I was talking to my wife about this last night as we were supposed to be going to bed because I'm supposed to go to sleep, right? When it's time to go to sleep and not be thinking about things like that that keep me up, like the paper. And so we're doing something on the Great Commission, which everybody loves the Great Commission, but I'm going to be taking a very strong position, that says that the Great Commission should not be understood just by the Matthew 28, 18, 19, and 20 verse, but also should be seen in light of Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2, which is the fulfillment, the beginning part of the fulfillment of the Great Commission. Plus, I don't know if you know this or not, but Jesus also gave a commission earlier. So I'm going to be, and it might not be well received, because typically in PhD and doctorate programs, they want you to toe the line, and I'm really bad at that. So could be a few ruffled feathers, even my own, coming down the road. So just be in prayer for me. All right, here is the, but you know, it's true. You got to look at Scripture in light of other Scripture. You can't just take one verse and just think that's everything. That you got to know what it says before, behind. You got to know where else it's talked about. It's really important to understand that. All right, here we go. Pretty forward and simple. Abraham left what country? What country did he leave? What country did Abraham leave when he was being pulled out by the Lord? What country did he leave? Not where did he go to, where did he leave? For those that do not know and you want to look it up, the answer is going to be in Genesis 11. I didn't tell you that, but somebody did. All right, what country did he leave? You can call 972-445-0770. That's a good number to call. Terrific, he will answer if you do. You can text in 214-210-8483. Genesis 11, what country did Abraham left what country? Out of Genesis 11, you can find it, I am confident. We're going to do our text. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to tell you that's of major importance. You know, we should do the website. Now, let me just say this. I don't want you to think I'm pumping anybody for money. I hate that kind of, I just dislike that. But I also understand and respect that Scripture says, as a man sows, that shall he also reap. And those who sow sparingly shall reap sparingly. I mean, that's how it goes. Those who sow generously will reap generously. That's what it says. You can't change that. You're never going to beat God giving. I do like that part. I just want to make sure that when you're giving to this ministry, it means that you believe that the Lord is in that with you. I don't want you to do it for any other reason. You're not getting a special coin. You're not getting a candy bar. Oh, I got a candy bar. That ain't happening. First of all, I'd eat the candy bar. I mean, let's be honest. I did work out yesterday, though. I will say, I did go to the gym, and I did pretty good. I was pretty happy with myself. I didn't, you know, nobody was looking at me overly weird. I usually go like in the very corner, so I do the elliptic glider where nobody can see it. I'm trying not to scare people. That's what it's all about. All right. Abraham left what country? The answer is in Genesis 11. And the website, don't forget the website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right. Al wants to know if he can get an anointed handkerchief from me. No.
You know, no. Tell you what, Paul would have a problem doing that in these days of COVID. That's all I can say. That's just too funny.
All right, let's just finish up on this Psalm 103. I love this Psalm, and the reason that I've spent time teaching it is because I'm going to be teaching out of the Psalms, and I love it because really in the original, the word Psalm, even though I told you before it has to do with words that go with music, the original Hebrew for the word Psalm means praise. And you got 150 chapters in the book of Psalms, and they're praise-oriented. Only one psalm, we'll talk about that down the road, ends on a sour note. And it does end on a sour note because guess what? Sometimes you go to bed and it ends on a sour note. I mean, just okay, that's honest. All right, let's just finish up. We said, praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion, which, by the way, is everywhere. Praise the Lord, O my soul. The ending of Psalm 103 has a lot of similarity to Psalm 150. Always fascinating when that happens. You should always be aware of that. So here's this psalm that talks about benefits. Here's Psalm 150 talks about, you know, praising the Lord, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. These are praise psalms. And then in this particular psalm, there's benefit psalms. So some people freak out and go, well, there's this. If you want to say there's psalms that make you dance and there's psalms that make you cry, it's good for me. I don't think the Lord's up there, you know, responding to any of that way. I think what happens is we read the Psalms and you find out something about the Psalms that is not the same as it is in other passages. And that is when you read it, you identify internally with what David is writing because he's communicating from the depth of his heart. And when you read the Psalms, you can tell. And sometimes you'll read the Psalms and you go, I feel that exact way. And it's like the Lord really blessed him to capture. And that's the point of the Psalms, that ultimately it leads in praise, but you get this engagement of the up and the down, the Lord's judgment, the Lord's mercy, the Lord's grace, you know, the trials, all of it. And it's like it's a wonderful, wonderful addition to your life. When people say read a psalm a day, it's good. As long as you really read it and don't read it just to read it. As long as you read it to absorb it. Okay, take vitamins, or if you're a person that takes vitamins, people will take vitamins, and some of them they don't absorb. Hey, this is the stuff we need to absorb. Says this, praise the Lord, all his works. Now, you want to hear something amazing about all the works of God? They acknowledge, when he's accomplished, they acknowledge his greatness. Now, watch this. You are a work of God. Just let that sink. You yourself are a masterpiece, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. You are a masterpiece from the master. And in Psalm 103, verse 20, 21, and 22, it says, four times, praise the Lord, 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 all his works. Now, the works of God sing his praises, but guess who's a work of God? You are. Not just what he does for others, but what he's doing in others, and watch this, and others, the others part two, that's you. You're a work. And in the work of God, praise is supposed to come forward. In the angels, praise is going to come forth. Can't you? I mean, this is going to be so much, so cool in heaven. We're already going to be like, whoa, there's people here that I never thought would be here. Whoa, there's people that aren't here that I thought might be here. Whoa, probably all wrong about that. Whoa, but here's what we do know. Whoa, we're all praising the Lord together. And when we're praising the Lord here on earth, the truth of the matter is that we are simply connecting to what's already going on in heaven
right now. And so there's some songs that talk about that the praise and the worship and the adoration we have for the Lord, it breaches the separation between heaven and earth and makes a connection, because in heaven they're praising the Lord. And when we praise the Lord, we're just connecting in. It's like plugging in, so to speak. Praise the Lord, you his angels, his mighty ones who do his bidding, obey his words. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, you. You praise the Lord. Everywhere in his dominion, praise the Lord, oh my soul. Closes it out with this, classic, by the way, because when you're using oh my soul, that's the portion where David is writing. He's talking about everything within you, every part of you. Watch this. It doesn't allow you to hide parts from God. I'm going to be a Christian in 98%, but then in this little area here, I'm just going to keep being this bad guy or this bad girl. Yeah. Everything from within you to praise and to honor and to glorify him. And I've said it before, and I think I'll probably say it 4 trillion more times. You might as well start enjoying it and getting into it and just embrace. When you get to heaven, you're going to be praising the Lord. It's like you're stepping in. That's why you have those books like Bringing Heaven on Earth and so on. So it's like those are great books. I mean, they're not, you know, to freak out for, but they're really good material. All right, trivia. Gotta answer the trivia question. The question was, Abraham left what country? He left the Ur of the Chaldees. Ur of the Chaldees. That's Genesis chapter 11, verse 31. You want to know something amazing about Abraham when he made this journey, and this is true for all of us, especially in our spiritual journey, is he didn't know what was coming. But he knew who he was taking the journey with. I got a message for you about what's around the corner. You don't know. God knows, he's just not telling you. You don't know what's around the corner. But you know what's really cool? He's around the corner. Now, how cool is that? It's not an oncoming freight train. It's God. He's coming around the tracks. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
All of mankind, destroying everyone and everything.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Every once in a while when I do the radio hosting, I have this wonderful opportunity to talk to people that influence the church, that are a blessing to the church. Today is no different. I am honored and blessed, by the way, to have the opportunity to talk with Pastor Robert Morris. He is the founding and lead pastor of Gateway Church. He's a best-selling author. He's written some excellent material, but he has a new book out, which has the greatest title ever, next to the Bible. The new book is called Take the Day Off, Please. That's all I ask for. The book is entitled Take the Day Off, Receiving God's Gift of Rest. Pastor Morris, are you there with us?
I am, David, and it is so good to talk with you today.
I do want to let you know before we get going that I was actually introduced to you by somebody at your church about a year ago. I was at a place called Inogen. And somebody named Robert, who went to your church, he gave me your book, Beyond Blessed. And I had not actually had the chance to engage on any of your material yet. I read that. It was a really timely book, which was really cool.
Oh,
and then I was able to go and get your book on the Holy Spirit, which I thought was one of the best pneumatology books that I've read in a long time. So just to let you know, I really appreciate
that. Thank you. I came from a Baptist background. And so I have some friends that are Dallas Theological Seminary. I have some friends that are Church of Christ, and I have some friends that you know, just come from all sorts of different backgrounds that are not quote unquote Pentecostal charismatic. And again, that's not my background either. I went to Criswell right there in Dallas and to East Texas Baptist College before that. But anyway, I've had so many guys tell me that they really appreciated that book on the Holy Spirit. And they may not even agree with everything in it, but they appreciated the sensitivity and the way I handled the person and the Holy Spirit. You know,
It was a great job. I mean, I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian. I have a Baptist and a Pentecostal ordination.
And Pentecostal.
Yeah, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Calminian, and I'm a manifold millennialist. So, anytime you want to sit there and talk about diversity, I'm there for you.
The David Spoon Experience.